it seems like half of Australia has turned out at Royal Ascot this afternoon. It's a full-blown invasion. Wherever you've turned since we got off the train at Waterloo, the dress code has been the black caviar tie for the men, and for women, salmon outfits.
Very excited, really, really nervous, but mostly excited.
The Telegraph in the UK today depicted this as one of the biggest gambles in the history of horse racing. To bring a horse halfway around the world with an unbeaten streak at 21, unfathomable to some.
We're not horse people at all, but that's part of the passion, isn't it? All of a sudden, everyone's interested in a horse that we normally wouldn't even care about. It's fantastic.
Black Caviar is locked away in the outside gate. And out of season, the nation will stop for a horse race again. It's the Diamond Jubilee Stakes here at Royal Ascot. The appearance of Black Caviar. It's a roar worthy of Flemington. Filling the air in London. Black Caviar stands poised and away. She bounced beautifully with them. In fact, she beat most of them out. She's quickly into stride. Up at the 2 furlong mark, Nolan starts to ease Black Caviar along. She goes up to claim Soul and Krypton Factor. Black Caviar, she dares the Europeans to keep up. She's got about a length on Soul. She hasn't quite broken away yet. Moonlight Cloud finishes on. It's Black Caviar by a length. Moonlight Cloud coming out of the pack with Resti and Argent. Black Caviar's a length in front. She's hanging on Moonlight Cloud with a late dash at her. Black Caviar by a nose. She's crowned her career at Royal Ascot. The replay comes up. Oh, it's only a nose. But a nose is all you need in horse racing.
You've only got to win by a quarter of an inch. That's what we're afraid to come here and win by, and we've got the job done.
This magnificent mare who has created a record the likes of which hasn't been seen for a century and a half.
The real story tomorrow is Black Caviar is still 22, undefeated.
She's as far as I'm concerned, she's still the champ.
Once in a lifetime horse, and I'll definitely never ride another one like her, and I may not live long enough to see another one like her, so it's been wonderful.
The invincible Australian proves just that on the other side of the world.
It's never been about margins, it's never been about dominance, so we're extremely proud of her.
The streak goes on, Black Caviar is declared the winner in heart-stopping circumstances. It is mission accomplished.